I'd like to learn together B'siyata D'Shemaya, the Yismach Yisrael for Parshas Shoftim, Os Beis. It appears on page 82, 83, and 84. Yesh Lomar, he says, perhaps we could explain, Shoftim V'Shotrim Titein Lecha B'chol Sha'arecha. What does it mean that we should appoint judges and officers over all of our gates? Al Pi HaZohar HaKadosh. The Zohar says, Noda B'Sha'arim Bala, which of course we know the phrase from the Eish Eschayel, Mishlei Perek Lamed Aleph. The Zohar explains Noda b'sha'arim bala means lefum mad mishair b'libei kolchad, in accordance with the opening of one's heart, in accordance with one's gates of the heart, so will a person be able to achieve connection to Hashem. Ve'im adam zochalash ara tova. So if a person makes a proper calculation and if he's able to make that shar, so to speak, to arouse himself ulis oris delatata, to awaken himself from below to the service of Hashem, a person needs to realize that as much as it was my efforts and it was my step in the direction of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that allowed me to connect to Hashem, and certainly the Svarim distinguish between an Isarusa de la Eila, a heavenly arousal, and Isarusa de la Tata, an awakening from below, one has to know, Tzarech Leida Shagam HaSharav HaSkala HaZo Nitein Lo MeHaKadosh Baruch Hu MiLamala. One should recognize that the truth is that even those moments where I chose Hashem more than He chose me, you should really know that Hashem chose you. You should know that the ability to connect came really from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, albeit with your effort, and recognize that lo mikoach atzmi uso, shekocho v'otzim yado asazos, that it wasn't really your own strength. For basar v'dam, for a human being to connect to Hashem, is essentially impossible. And therefore, while the Torah is calling to us, shoftim v'shotrim titein lecha b'chol sha'arecha, you should realize that the sha'arim shabalev, noda b'sha'arim bala, again, each person according to his own shar, to his own gate, to his own opening, his own hisorus, you should realize that those who are fortunate enough to connect to Hashem have to thank Hashem for making that possible. Rak mitzad ha-mashpia ha-tov, Hashem in His kindness has reached out to us. V'ilmali HaKadosh Baruch Hu ozro einu yacholo, as the Gemara says in Sukkah, without HaKadosh Baruch Hu's assistance, no one, literally no one, would be able to grow close to Hashem and defeat the Yetzer Hara. And it's the kindness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Yud Gimel Midos HaRachim, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu revealed to us by way of Moshe Rabbeinu, that is Nosin B'Yam Derech, that creates that path through the ocean of Tshuva. Nosin B'Yam Derech being very much a pasuk that's very much connected to the month of Elul, as the Arizal elaborates on. As the Ari explains, that the Yichud Shachodesh Elul Hu Anosein Bayom Darach. That the pasuk in Yeshaya, Perek Mem Gimel Hanosein Bayom Darach, is an allusion to Chodesh Elul. Again, there's much depth to that, but on the simplest level, it means that one is charting a path, a new path, of an undefined path, hence the path of the ocean, which is not as clearly delineated as a road or a path of the street. The simple pshat of charting this new path is the path of tshuva, because this world is like a yam zo'if. This world is like a raging ocean. K'mavur b'svar makadoshim. U'misha meshuka ma'od b'taivos olam haza al yedei chata'av harabim. And a person who is sunken into his taivos, who's sunken into the lowliness of taiva, of desire, has given into his many sins, who kamo toveya b'lev yam. It's like a person who's drowning in the ocean, because one is literally drowning in the olam haza experience. As many tzaddikim point out, that the word teva, which means nature, the natural world, is very similar to this word of what? Toveya, that person's drowning. Because one can drown within the natural experience if one doesn't lift oneself a bit higher, above the tumultuous waters of this world. And yet, nonetheless, in this month where the gates of great mercy are open to us, many gates are opened, as I explained, he says in Os Aleph, that we have many pathways to return to Hashem and many access points to tap into the Midos Shel Rachamim, both the Yud Gimel Midos of the Torah, the Yud Gimel Midos that we recite by Tashlech, based on the Pesukim in Micha, La'achayos hanafashos asher mesu mechiyos de kedusha al yidei pesha'ayim, to bring new life, There's a Tchias HaMeisim that's taking place. Again, it's a big sugya, not for now, but the Svarim talk about how Elul and Tishrei is this man of Tchias HaMeisim, literally bringing life to those who are spiritually deadened by their sins. And until this point, a person is blinded because of his many sins. As the Pasuk says in Tehillim, Hisiguni avonosai v'lo yacholti liros. I've lost perspective because of my sins, and I'm not able to see with clarity anymore. What can't you see? She'inenu roa yikras or p'nei melechayim. I've lost sight of the Rabbonu Sholem, which is unbelievable because all the reality is the Rabbonu Sholem. How do I lose sight of something which is the most abundant thing to see, the presence of Hashem? But again, with our Averos, we build walls, we build layers of concealment, and it becomes hard to recognize the most obvious things, namely Hashem's presence in our lives. But now Kadosh Baruch Hu begins through His kindness and His mercy to help us to see that path, to find the path. And then hopefully we have the courage to tread that path. This is the yam that is being paved over, so to speak, during these days. That we find that path, we find that highway through the ocean, the crazy ocean of this world, and find our way back to Hashem with clarity, with vision. And these are days of kindness and days of great desire. Yemei Ratzon, as we call them in the Svarim. As Rashi says, Maharishonim Baratzon, Afachronim Baratzon, referring to the Luchos, the 40 days that Moshe Rabbeinu prepared for the first Luchos, went up to get the first Luchos, and the 40 days of the second Luchos. These are all days of Ratzon, and that's the days. Historically, these are the days in which we find ourselves. Of course, the second Luchos were returned to us on Yom Kippur. So during these days, Mamish, Moshe Rabbeinu, was renegotiating the good standing of Klal Yisrael with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, was bringing us the Torah, was charting a new path for the Jewish people after the egregious and horrible Chet HaEgel. And from that point forward, these days permanently became what we call an Eis Ratzon. Lezakos, Leratzon, Leshuv, Betshuva Shlema, to give us the opportunity and the possibility of desiring a new path, a way of complete tshuva. V'nislach lo michata so, asher chata, and to forgive us from the mistakes that we've made. V'chol ze mitzad godol chaste Hashem. And all of this, as Mesilas Yesharim describes in the fourth chapter, the kindness, the chesed gamur, that is tshuva, the fact that Hashem invites us in is an unbelievable thing. And therefore, lo mikolach votzim yad ha'adam. We have to realize, well, we have to work hard during these days. It's really Hashem reaching out to us, even when it's us reaching out to Him. Val yidei limud ha'Torah kadosha nase davak u'mekushar ba'Hashem. It's the study of Torah, which of course is one of the greatest ways to bind ourselves to Hashem. Again, another major Elul topic, how tshuva and Torah study are very much connected to each other. And there's maybe no better way for a person to get back on track than immersing oneself in Torah. As Chazal say in the Medrash, of Al Tshuva, if he studied one page, he should study two pages. If he studied one pasuk, one parak, he should study two psukim or two prakim. As the Zohar says, Orais of a Kutcher Brichu v'Yisrael Chad, that Orais of the Torah is, so to speak, the glue that binds Kutcher Brichu and Yisrael, that brings us together. And that's what it means, Shoftim v'shotrim titein lecha b'chol sha'arecha. What does that mean? Da ki Hashem alokecha nosein lecha. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives you, again, anything that you're able to create, any calculations that you make, and any gates that you open, any proper changes that you're contemplating or acting upon, Hainu mitzad chaste Hashem, asher lo samnu. Realize that yes, well, on the one hand, shoftim v'shotrim titein lecha, but realize that the kol sha'arecha is really a gift from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and we can't take that for granted. V'avshir nuchal lirmoz zoz b'divrei Rashi zal. Perhaps that's what's being hinted to in Rashi. When Rashi says on the words, Bechol Sha'arecha, where do I have to establish these Shoftim and Shotrim and all my gates? What type of gates? Rashi says, Bechol Ir Va'ir, in each and every city. Ir, says the Yismach Yisrael, B'derach Drush, B'derach Hasidus, could be a lashon of Hisorus. Right? Ir, to wake oneself up. Ur Yishenem B'Sheinaschem, like the Rambam writes about the Tekiyas Shofar. Shetitein Shoftim V'Shotrim Bechol Hisorus Shalachal Lechuva Maisim Tovim. To make sure that Ofen and Ashoter, even for the things that he's doing right. What does that mean? To assess, to wake myself up further? Im emes hema b'li ta'arovus pnios, machshavos zaros chalila. myself? Am I doing good for the good reason? Am I doing right for the right reason? And if I really feel that I'm doing right for the right reason, I'm not doing it for some ulterior motive or for some self-interest, I should realize again it's only Hashem's kindness that allows me to be so successful in doing right for the right reason. This is perhaps again further alluded to in the words of the Slichos. Ezkra Elokim ve'amaya b'ra'osi kol ir altila benuya ve'ir Elokim mushpelis ad sheol tachtia. Right, how painful it is for a person to notice how the cities of the world are built and the city of Hashem lies in ruins. What does that mean? Hainu shekol his oras shalanu b'milei da'alma olam hazeh heima altila benuya. For some reason, we seem to be able to do things very, very lecharchila when it comes to building our own cities, when it comes to awakening ourselves for matters of this world. We seem to be able to find the energy to do a perfect job, 100% committed, without any distractions. Somehow we're able to be fully focused when it comes to matters of Olam Hazeh. But laments the Paitan and the Slichos, however, sometimes, at the very same time, the Ir Elokim, Ir Milashon Hesoris, the Esoris B'Divrei Elokim Chayim, the Ir Elokim, so to speak, is Mushpelis Ad She'ol Tachtia. It's mamish lying in ruins. It's totally unrefined, and it's totally imperfect. Hainu She'ein Lanu Hesoris L'Yira. When it comes to spiritual matters, again, for some strange reason, we don't seem to have the energy. Al Koponim Mitzad Yiras Ha'onesh B'Gehanim She'ol Tachtis. When it comes to thinking about the fact that I might go to Sheol Tachtis, I might go to Gehenim, so that much energy I have. I don't want to burn in Gehenim for it. But in terms of doing it in a lechatchila way, in terms of not only being afraid of punishment, but actually wanting to be close to Hashem, for some reason we don't seem to have the energy for that. And that's very painful. And therefore, shoftim v'shoshim titein lecha b'chol sha'arecha. A person has to realize that what? That shoftim and shochim are necessary for all of my gates, for b'chol ir v'ir, for spiritual matters, just like I seem to be very awake and alert when it comes to monetary matters and olam hazeh matters. V'shoftu asa'am mishpat tzedek, continues the pasuk, you should judge the nation an honest and fair judgment. Al yedei yediyascha she'esaruscha hayam mitzad ha'mashpia v'lo mikocha v'otzim yadcha. Judge people favorably by recognizing, by having that awareness that the Hesoris came from the Mashpia above, from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and not through your own strength. And when a person realizes that, when I realize that any Jewish success is really a gift from Hashem, there's no person who could say, well, I tried harder and I worked harder and that's why I'm successful. With humility, a person recognizes that even my greatest success is not mine, and this becomes a tremendous limud zchus al Yisrael. I use this, l'lamid zchus al Yisrael. That if Hashem would help this person who's struggling, he would also be successful. So I shouldn't be gaivadik, the fact that Hashem has been generous to me and has helped me. But Kadosh Baruch Hu wrote, Hashem wants that we should be malam mitzchus on Klal Yisrael. Like it says in the Medrash Tanchuma, Mimi ato lamed begidon ben Yoash, Shebiyamav ha-Yisrael b'tzara, v'ha Kadosh Baruch Hu mavakish adam, shelamed aleim zchus, v'lo hayamotzi. Hashem was struggling to find someone to be malamid zchus on Klal Yisrael. Kevin she nimtza zchus begidon. Once HaKadosh Baruch Hu recognized that Gidon was malamid zchus on Klal Yisrael, immediately HaKadosh Baruch Hu appears to Gidon, but with a malach and shoftim parak vav, v'yerei lav malach Hashem, v'yomer leich b'kochach hazeh. Go with this strength. What does that mean? B'kochach zchus shulmatal b'nei Yisrael. The limud zchus that Gidon was able to see Klal Yisrael in the right way became the source of strength for Jewish revival and renewal. V'zeh, and that's what it means further in the pasuk when it says, do not corrupt the mishpat. Do not favor someone in din. Again, shelo tumad chov al Yisrael. Right? Do not corrupt the din by leaning too much in the side of din, by looking to find Jews guilty instead of finding them innocent. Shegam biladech, yesh biladecha, yesh harbi malam dechov al Yisrael. Because even without your help, unfortunately, there are plenty who want to malign and speak badly about Klal Yisrael. Upeprad beis hazos becheshchas hazman beguf nefesh. He says, particularly in our times, again, he's writing this sometime in the late 1800s. He says it's a difficult time for the Jewish people, both spiritually and physically. V'lo tikach shochad, and the judge has to be careful. The shoftim and the shochim have to be careful not to take bribes. Chazal explain What does it mean? Lo tikach shochad. Darshu chazal. Shehu chad. Ratzo lomar. Afim adam zocha la'avor la'asog b'toras Hashem yomo v'layla. Al yizga b'libo v'yomer shu tamar chacham echer b'doro. What does it mean? That even if a person is a one-of-a-kind Jew, he should remind himself that what? Lo tikach shochad. Don't think shehu chad, that you're one of a kind, that you're the greatest of the generation with no one comparable to you. Again, every Jew has the kochos to achieve what he needs or she needs to achieve. As the Gemara says in Makos, Daf Yud Amud Aleph on the pasuk Cherev al Abadim v'no alu zesoneim shal tamidei chachamim sheyoshvin va'uskim b'torah bad v'bad. The Gemara is very critical of those who study Torah by themselves, thinking, I don't need a chavrusa. I'm a self-made man. I don't need anyone to assist me. I always have the right pshat in the Gemara. And of course, Chazal are very, very critical, v'no'alu, that a person errs when they act in this way. Ratzalomer, tamul chacham sheyoshev v'samedrash, v'omer b'libo shu yachid b'doro. It could even be, this is an amazing point, the Yismach Yisrael says it could even be someone who learns b'chavrusa, but is still essentially learning by himself, because he thinks he's the greatest of all. He says in himself, I'm yachid b'doro. He's taking a shochad, shehu chad, he thinks he's the best. V'zeh bad b'bad. That even though he's with a partner, he still sees himself as an individual, and his friend sees himself as an individual, and they're not really connecting. You could be learning with someone else, and you're still by yourself. You think you're the one outstanding scholar of the generation. The Gemara says you become foolish, you make mistakes in the end. Through the most simple mistake of being a balgaiva. That's pogi in one's mind. The gaiva causes one's, again, mental vision to be cloudy. As Chazal explained in Sota, kol adam sheyesh bo gasas haruach levesof nechshal be'eshas ish, that when a person becomes haughty, eventually he comes to sin be'eshas ish, upogin bechachma, and it causes damage to his intellect, to his ability to reason. Ve'ein ani v'hu yachol l'dor, and Hashem says, I want nothing to do with a bal gaiva. And if he's not connected to Hashem, so again, what has he accomplished? What has he gained from all of his great wisdom? Nothing other than folly. That where does chachma really come from? It comes from a place of ayin, from a place of bittul. If a person makes himself truly humble and he negates himself and submits himself before Hashem, as Yismach Yisrael so often describes, so then a person comes to true chachma. And the Torah that one learns, again with great humility, is the one that gives wise to those who are not yet wise. And more than seeing yourself as chadhu, shochad, shehu chad, instead of seeing yourself as the great individual who doesn't want to be connected to others, the most important thing he says is to dafka connect yourself. To be a part of the Jewish people. Ubeprat b'yom Rosh Hashanah. To make sure that on Rosh Hashanah I don't come as an individual before Hashem. Again, you could be an individual who's standing in the tzibur, and you still think you're an individual. To make sure that I'm truly connected to the people that I'm with, v'zeh achana li yamei hadin, and this is the most appropriate introduction to the yamei hadin. As it says in the Zohar HaKadosh, that when the Isha Shunam says, besoch ami anochi yosheves, hu sod Rosh Hashanah. Being a part of the team, being a part of the tzibur called Klal Yisrael, is one of the secrets of Rosh Hashanah, one of the greatest ways to be zoche b'din. Ukamosha Harich Bizarre Kata Shamas, the Zohar explains with a bit of an arichas over there. Then the pasuk continues, I'm skipping a couple of lines, via Saliv Divrei Tzadikim, that the Shochad is blinding even for Tzadikim, bribery can blind even Tzadikim. Divrei Tzadikim Halom Dim Tzchus Al Yisrael. Va'alaga Avasan Ein Mi Shi'ilami Tzchus Alav. And the person who's about Gaiva, no one's going to be Malami Tzchus upon him. He has an amazing teaching here, he quotes from the Rebbe of Radzmin, who explained, Toavas Hashem kol gavalev, it's the abomination of Hashem, anyone who's haughty in their heart, a pasuk in Mishlei, can know the shem havaya baruch hu rachamim. We know the name Hashem is Hashem's name of kindness, of compassion, of mercy, and yet Toavas Hashem, even Hashem's presentation of kindness, even Hashem as Yudke Vavke, Hashem as chesed and rachamim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Toavas Hashem, it's abominable even to Hashem, kol gavalev. Even Midas HaRachim, which is always trying to find a path to see the good. But for the Baal Gaiva, who's so self-absorbed, such a person is not even worthy of Rachamim. who mitu'av u'meshukatz gam itzal midas harachamim. Amazing and very, you know, scary thought that midas harachamim has no compassion on one who's a baal gaiva. Ki'ein b'ma lahamlitz tov al adam karetz michomer shiyizga. Because again, you're so delusional that a person of flesh and blood could think that he's so important. He's so small compared to the infinite creator. Davar sha'aseichel sono umaso. It's something that your mind should be repulsed by and should hate. But when one does just the opposite, despite all my personal accomplishments, I realize that my accomplishments are really gifts from Hashem, and I don't want to stand apart, but I want to see myself as part of the Jewish people. As the Gemara says in Brachos, Tfilas Hatzibur Ein Nemeses, the Tfilah of a Tzibur is never rejected. Ratzalomba, what does that mean? A tefillah of a tzibur, a true tzibur, tefillas agudas yisbar miyachad ba'inasas. It's not just, the amazing point that he's making. Tefillah of a tzibur means I connect myself to the entirety of Klal Yisrael. If I have a minion of Bali Gaiva who want nothing to do with the rest of Klal Yisrael, that's not a tzibur. That's not the essence of tzibur. That's not being part of agudas Yisrael, connected to the Jewish people as a klal. Afsha ata b'china tzedek, right? The pasuk says, tzedek, tzedek, tirdof. Even if you're a big tzedek, tzedek tirdof, make sure you continue to pursue tzedek. Shetishtadel b'chol ma'amotzei koicha, shegam chavercha yisnaig v'derech hayashar, v'yerodev tzedek. Well, you think this is every man for himself? Make sure that your friend is also tzedek. You're tzedek, but still tzedek tirdof. Make sure that you bring someone else to make sure that they also want to serve Hashem. As is explained by my father, b'shem the Baal bina l'itim, Rav Azariah Figo in his drashos bina l'itim, on the pasuk in Mishlei, Beretzos Hashem Darche Ish, Gam Oivov Yashlim Ito. We mentioned this once before. The Yismach Yisrael brings an explanation that Beretzos Hashem Darche Ish, Af Sha'ata Holich B'derech Hatov Ha'Yashar, Beretzos Hashem Durachav, if Hashem has given you the path, Im Kol Zeh, make sure that what? Gam Oivov Yashlim Ito. Make sure that your enemies, or the enemies of Hashem, the Oivei Hashem, Yashlim Itcha, Shehu Gam Heima Ovde Hashem. Make sure that they are also Ovde Hashem, because it's the success of the tzibur which will be true success and not the success of the individual. So again, just to review the whole series of psukim. We began Shoftim v'shotrim titein lecha b'chol sha'arecha to realize that the sha'arim that a person makes are really gifts from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We explained the pasuk in Yeshaya Hanosein Bayam Darech to realize that this world is like a raging ocean trying to pull us down. And again, it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu's kindness that gives us the vision, that restores our sight, that we shouldn't be like a suma because of our averos, but should have the clarity to seek a Kadosh Baruch Hu. We mentioned, based on the Zohar, Uraisa Kutcherichu Yisrael Chad, that Hashem and the Torah, Hashem and the Jewish people are one, and it's through the study of Torah, establishing Torah in all of our gates, that we're able to reconnect ourselves to Hashem. We explained the deeper pshat in Rashi, when Rashi says, B'chol sha'arecha means B'chol ear of a ear, to make sure that the Hisorus, the ear, the awakening, is not only in the spirit, not only in physical matters, but that I should be equally alert and attentive when it comes to spiritual matters. And then shaftu es am mishpat tzedek, to make sure that I use that to be malam mitzvos on klal Yisrael, to realize, like Gidon, that the Jewish people are good, and that's the ticket to seeing HaKadosh Baruch Hu and having that vision, to make sure that I realize that if I'm successful, it's a gift from Hashem, nothing to brag about. Not to pervert the mishpat, and not to take shochat, to think that I'm a one-of-a-kind Jew to the exclusion of the tzibur, but rather to become besocha mi anochi yosheves, the secret of Rosh Hashanah, to remind myself that it's abominable in the eyes of Hashem, even Hashem's name of kindness, wants nothing to do with the Baal Gaiva. And of course, the psukim concludes tzedek, tzedek, tirdof, that even if I'm a tzedek, make sure that I continue to bring others close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to make sure that the most awesome team that ever was and ever will be Klal Yisrael are prepared to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu, united as one. So Amir Tzashem, we should think about these ideas. It's Chodesh Elul as we head towards Rosh Hashanah, to really internalize the kindness of tshuva, to make sure that we see ourselves as part of the tzibur, to make sure that those who feel disconnected from the tzibur are invited back to the tzibur, as we do over the course of the Yom Noram. And Amir Tzashem, the Jewish people, will be a tremendous, tremendous source of nachas for the Borei Olam. I wish everyone a wonderful Shabbos.